Hey, this is Chris Brown, and this episode is brought to you by Vanderblumen, the search group who helps churches and ministries build great teams through their innovative pastor search and church staffing process. Visit westaffthechurch.com to learn more.
Ramsey Solutions presents Chris Brown's True Stewardship.
What if American households today got serious about stewardship? Not some old historic church word and not some fundraising campaign, but true biblical stewardship, managing God's blessings, God's way, for God's glory.
Welcome to Chris Brown's True Stewardship. Here's your host, Chris Brown.
Well, hello, folks, and welcome to Chris Brown's True Stewardship. We're honored that you're tuning in today. Phone number to call in is 866-357-3283. That's 866-357-3283. If you don't get into the show, hey, leave a voicemail. You can also email the show, chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. That's chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. And feel free to reach out on social media. The social media handle is chrisbrownonair on all social media platforms. We got a great show for you today. Let me ask you a question. Have you heard of Lenny Kravitz, Frankie Valli, The Four Seasons, or maybe Barlow Girl, Angie Stone, New Edition, or Earth, Wind, and Fire? Well, of course you have. If you recognize any of those names in the list, you have enjoyed the talents of our guest. His name is Zorro. And you millennials out there, just Google it, okay? But Zorro is one of the world's most respected and award-winning drummers and was consistently voted the number one R&B drummer in the world. You may not know that he's also a critically acclaimed author, encourager, life coach, an ordained minister, and also a spokesperson for Compassion International and Big Brothers Big Sisters of America. His latest book is Soar, S-O-A-R. You are meant to live for so much more. Zorro, welcome to the show.
Awesome to be here, Chris. Thank you so much.
Yeah, we're pumped to have you right here in studio. Actually, folks, if you engage in this show on social media, we're actually going to be giving away a couple signed copies of Zorro's book, Soar. So make sure you reach out on social media, Chris Brown on air, on any of them, primarily Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, and just hashtag CBTS, Chris Brown's True Stewardship, CBTS, and then we'll know to look for it. Let us know why you want a copy of the book. Now, let's get right to it.
Sure.
I want to ask you some questions. Obviously, you know the name of this show, Chris Brown's True Stewardship, all about stewarding or managing God's blessings, God's way, for God's glory. You got a ton of accomplishments, lots of things that you've got to experience. And I'm just thinking where the listeners are right now. They're thinking, man, that's a many travels, some great, like a lot of energy around the events that you've been a part of.
Yeah.
You've had some pretty unique access. Tell us a little bit about what that life looks like.
Well, it's awesome because in what I do, I'm always meeting people. Mm-hmm. So I've been traveling around the world since 1980, literally all around the world, from Iceland to Africa, everywhere in the States, you know, all the continents. But the greatest thing about traveling is having encounters with people. Mm-hmm. And yeah, when I'm doing big concerts with people, you're encountering thousands and thousands of people in a night. You're getting to inspire them with your gift. One time I was playing a concert in Washington, D.C., and it was for 4th of July, and there was almost a million people on the mall. And I had a revelation from the Lord that day. And, you know, all the people were dancing and moving to the beat. And then, you know, there's a part of the song where they call it the drum breakdown, where everything stops and it's just the beat. And I saw all these people moving and swaying to my beat. And I thought, gosh, Lord, with two little pieces of wood, you've given me this ability to touch the souls of men and millions of people. If I stop right now, they all stop.
Wow.
And so it gave me just this kind of revelation of the power of a unique gift.
Yeah.
And the greatest thing is, in the musical thing, I get to touch people musically. But what I enjoy the most is touching people's lives personally through the zillions and zillions of one-on-one encounters as I'm traveling through the airport, as I'm traveling everywhere. And every day when I travel around the world, every day period, I just always pray and I say, Lord, how do you want to use me today?
Yeah.
How can I be a blessing? Who can I have an encounter with, it, whether it's 30 seconds or whether it's 2 minutes? But I always go, I want their encounter with me to be a positive one and to be something that, man, I met Zorro and I was a really nice guy. And then they look me up and find out that I'm a believer. Yeah. And then it gives credit to my faith. So the access has been unbelievable, from people that no one will ever know to super famous people, the highest people in the world. God has given me access to literally all kinds of people. And I welcome each experience with the same heart. Each person matters to me, that I get a chance to have an encounter with them that can be positive. It's fun to touch people with the love of God.
This is Chris Brown's True Stewardship.
I know firsthand the passion the Vanderblumen Search Group has for helping churches and faith-based organizations find their key staff, since they actually connected Ramsey Solutions with me. If your church is looking for its pastor or any key staff member, reach out to Vanderblumen at westaffthechurch.com. They're the leading search firm for churches and faith-based organizations of all sizes and can help find the right candidates that fit your church's unique needs. Find out more at westaffthechurch.com. Folks, you are listening to Chris Brown's True Stewardship, and we have got Zorro. He is the author of SOAR, S-O-A-R, traveling all over the world. You've probably experienced some pretty crazy things.
Sure.
I was going to ask you before we go any further, what's like the craziest thing that you can share with us that you experienced on the road?
I mean, there's been an enormous amount of crazy things, but I mean, some are good crazy things, some are bad crazy things. I've stayed away from the things that are bad crazy things.
Yeah.
Like, I've been in the heart of rock and roll for 35 years,
wow.
But I've had some incredible experiences. I've lived out scriptures where it says, you know, diligent hands will perform before kings. Mm-hmm. They will not perform before obscure men. The Lord has put me in places where I've performed before kings and been amongst the richest people in the world and traveled on their private yachts and just incredible, like James Bond-like experiences, flying around in helicopters, submarines, you know, all that stuff's been fun, you know, but all of it is just, you know, the joy of the journey. I've learned to enjoy it whether I'm staying at the Six Motel or the Ritz Hotel in Monte Carlo.
Yeah.
I've been at all. I've been at the bottom. I've been at the top. I've been in the jungles of Africa ministering to kids, and I've been at the big, you know, the White House. I've been honored in different places, and to me, I learned to embrace each day for what it is. You know, today, Lord, I'm at the Super 8 Motel.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to have a good attitude. I'm going to be a blessing wherever I can. Tomorrow, I'm going to be on a private yacht, and I'm going to be, you know, at the White House or whatever. I'm going to because if you always wait for the perfect moment in life to enjoy it, you're going to be always living in the future. Life is given to us in momentary encounters. Most of our lives are changed in moments or seconds of having a good encounter or a negative encounter with somebody. And so we don't get life handed to us 10 years at a time. It's one moment at a time. And I always think like this, life, you know, for a limited time offer, God is offering life, but it's a limited time offer.
Yeah.
And eventually it expires.
That's good.
So to me, the intentionality, I'm very driven. I'm very passionate. Because I want to, by the time I get to the end of my life, I want to know that I've impacted as many people as humanly possible with the duration that I've been given. Because one day I'm going to check out and it's going to be done. And it sounds like we come from similar backgrounds, but my greatest joy is being a father because I didn't have one and teaching my kids things that I wish somebody taught me.
Mm-hmm.
But God can take your deficit and make it your asset, whatever you come from.
Yes.
If you let him, he could take the worst situation in the world and use it to be something that forms you to have a heart where you care for people, and then you can make a difference in a hurting world.
As you talk about all those different places you've gone, you're talking about Motel 6, you're talking about yachts. I'm imagining that Chris Brown's True Stewardship is way up there, like above the yachts and those kind of things, I'm assuming.
It is, because this is an opportunity to do what I love to do, which is inspire people. It's great being on the yachts and the submarines and the helicopters, just so I can come on a show and tell you, look what God's done with this kid's life who had nothing growing up, and look at the places that he's taken me through faith, through hard work, through perseverance. But really, this is more fun than being on the yacht, because these are the things I dreamed of. I'm living out another dream of mine right now, which is to for this book to come out, to go around the world and inspire and impact people.
Yeah.
So God uses me in every situation because I'm as bold as a lion and I don't care. The only thing I care is that they feel my love.
Yeah.
Because it's sincere and genuine, that they feel my love and that they have an encounter with God through me.
Yeah.
And if they feel that, and they always do, and then I see lives change. I've many famous people I've ministered to, and the Lord touched them, and I prayed for them, and I'm like, this is awesome. But this is what the access is for.
Yeah.
You know, and there's people out there working in their daily job right now, wherever they're at. But wherever we're at, we're always around people.
Yep.
And God is in the people business. And what does he care? What do you and I care about the most? Our wives and children.
Yeah.
We care about people. He cares about us. So when we care about what he cares about, he moves heaven and earth to get you where he needs to get you. So, but you've got to be faithful and steward the position that you have and the platform that you have. I was a janitor at my high school. It was a humbling job. It was not a cool job. I asked my counselor, said, I need an after-school job. I need to make money. You know, we don't have any money. Can you find me something? He said, what do you like, kid? I said, I like to be around music. Can you find me something around music? He goes, well, let me check. He comes back a week later. I found you a job. I said, awesome. What is it? You get to clean the band room at the high school. You get to be a custodian. I was like, it's not quite what I had in mind,
right.
But I need the money really bad. So I took the job. My job was to clean for 2 hours the band room, the toilets. But I told myself, I'm going to be the best janitor they ever had, and I'm not going to stay here because God's going to elevate me. So I'm going to clean that urinal, and it's going to shine. You're going to know that the mark of Zorro was there. But my destiny changed from that job because it was while cleaning the band room. I was not even in the band program, but it was while I was cleaning the band room, I could get it done in an hour and a half, and then I had another half an hour, and I would sit on the drums and play. I had not played. I had not studied, but the band director heard me, and from that point, he said, you're coming in the school band, and my whole destiny changed, but I was faithful with the platform of a janitorial position, and then God used that to take me around the world to play for kings and queens. So I'm just saying that no matter where God places us, whatever job we have to steward the job, the position, the platform, the influence, the friends, the family, because at the end of our life, nothing is mine. It's all his, and he's just going to ask, how did you take care of your wife? How did you take care of your children? Did you steward your time? Did you steward your gifts? Did you steward the influence I gave you? I put you on television. I put you in magazines. I made you famous at what you do. But what did you do with it? Because you're not going to get a bonus just because you were famous or that you were talented, because the fame and the talent is free. Mm-hmm. He gives you a talent. It's free. You don't do nothing for it. You just develop it. But in the end, I can't say, hey, you know, I was one of the world's greatest drummers. And he's going to go, tell me something I don't know. I gave you that. Mm-hmm. What did you do with it?
Wow.
Whose life got better because you lived? Who did you inspire to come along on the journey? And the only way you can do that is to care about people and to walk in humility, because people that walk in pride, they're like a street sign that says, danger, no crossing here. Mm-hmm. But people who walk in humility, they're like the street sign that says, safe crossing here.
Yeah.
Because when I've met great, humble men that were super successful or accomplished, and they were humble, they made me feel like I could possibly achieve what they do. Mm-hmm. But the guys that I met that were arrogant and prideful and thought it's all them, they made you feel like this is untouchable, this is unreachable. And they send a spear of negativity in your heart. And so that's why arrogant people drive me crazy, because it's like, how can you be arrogant? Everything you do is because God enabled you to do it.
Yeah.
You couldn't breathe or think a thought unless he already enabled you to do that. So you should always walk in humility. And whatever job you're at, do your best. God sent the Holy Spirit is the helper, not the doer.
Yeah.
We are the doer. So
wow.
He gives us the joy of doing the work, but then he helps us if we cooperate with him and begin to develop those things that he gave us. By the time I get to the end of my life, I want to have expired everything that he gave me. Lord, I used the music, I used the writing, I used the speaking, I used the teaching, I used the mentoring, I used the love.
Yeah.
The love that I had for people, and I spread it around the world. I want to use everything so that I can hear those words, well done, good and faithful servant. That's why being on a show called True Stewardship with Chris Brown is more thrilling to me than anything, because I've been speaking on stewardship most of my life.
I love it.
You're listening to Chris Brown's True Stewardship.
Hey, I'm Chris Brown, host of Chris Brown's True Stewardship. Financial Peace University is not a college, it's a class. And it changes people's lives. God's used it in a powerful way over the last 20 years. More than 4.5 million people have learned how to get out of debt, how to save, how to give money, and how to make wise biblical spending decisions. But here's the thing: Financial Peace University is not led by a bunch of financial experts with fancy degrees. It's led by volunteers, led by people just like you. If you have a heart to help people, then you can lead a Financial Peace University class, and you don't have to be out of debt to lead. In fact, over 40% of people leading classes are also using Financial Peace University for the first time. So listen carefully. If you want to help others get out of debt and start a class in your community, we have a special deal just for you. If you've never taken FPU, if you've never taken Financial Peace, we'll give you 50% off our leadership membership. And that means you'll get everything you need to go through the class yourself and lead a different class for half the regular price. And if you've taken Financial Peace, we'll give you the leader materials for free. Just visit stewardship.com, click on Lead a Class, fill out a quick form, and you'll receive a call from one of our very friendly advisors. It really is that easy. Again, go to stewardship.com and click on Lead a Class. Folks, you are listening to Chris Brown's True Stewardship, and we have got Zorro. He is the author of SOAR, S-O-A-R. You were meant to live for so much more. Very, very inspiring. Obviously, we're going to be providing the link right there at stewardship.com for you guys to check it out. Let's you'd hinted at your childhood.
Yes.
And you had hinted at making your test a testimony.
Yeah.
I love that. And I've heard before, making your mess
a message.
And yeah. I just think that's what you've done in a lot of ways. I want to dig into your childhood just
sure.
a little bit. Walk us through Zorro as a child.
Yeah.
What did you experience?
Well, first of all, I was very fortunate that I had a loving mother, an mm-hmm. extremely loving mother who had faith in God. But we had very difficult circumstances growing up. I grew up in South Central Los Angeles for the first part of my life, an area known as Compton. But we lived all over. I must have, by the time I was in fourth grade, we probably moved 25 times. Mm-hmm. There were times when we were so poor and we got evicted out of apartments because we had too many kids and they didn't want that many kids. And so they would say, you got to move, you know, a month later we're moving. We didn't have money for a U-Haul. So there were many times that I was using my, at six or seven, using my Radio Flyer Red Wagon mm-hmm. to load up the beds, the mattresses, the box springs, the dressers, and just we would move down a mile down the road. So lots of instability and lots of rejection. You know, I had a father who left when I was an infant, so I grew up fatherless, but my mother raised all seven of us alone. So financial things were just, you know, extreme hardship.
Yeah.
And then we moved to Oregon when I was a little older, and my mother was from Mexico City, and so then we dealt with some racism because my mother had a Mexican accent, and we looked poor, and we lived on a piece of property with a tent, you know. And so just a lot of rejection, a lot of people saying you're never going to mount anything, you're never going to do anything, people making fun of you because you don't have nice clothes and you live in a car. But God used all those to shape a character in me, to give me a sense of urgency about the way I do life. And that's why I'm driven with intentionality, because when you come from situations like that, everything is do or die. And I learned to work really hard at a young age. I mean, I already had jobs when I was seven, but I understood who the Lord was at a very young age. So even though I lived in abject poverty, I was never without hope. God has a way of aligning you through these hardships. He always means for them to be good. I believe men do things and women do things that God doesn't want, and the outcome is broken lives of children and broken lives of families. God's not wanting that to happen to you, but because He makes free will beings, people make choices, and the repercussions are on you. But He already knows this,
yeah.
and He will use all of that for good and for glory, and your point of pain and your point of weakness would become your point of strength. The only reason I'm so zealous and so determined to help and inspire people is because of what I didn't have.
Yeah.
If I was born with a silver spoon in my mouth and a trust fund kid like a lot of people I know that have no vision and no dream, I mean, you can have all the money in the world, but you have to have a vision. And God gives you a vision if you seek Him. And, you know, it's like the scriptures say, you know, when you seek me with all of your heart, might, soul, and strength, I will be found. I have found God and continue to find Him on deeper levels because I pursue Him. Yes, I'm on this radio show and I'm on TV shows, but my pursuit is the presence of God. And the more and more I pursue Him, the more His anointing is on me, causing everything I do to illuminate His light, to illuminate His love. And that's what I pursue. everything else is what he wants to do. Mm-hmm. If he wants to make me number one as a speaker, as an author, as a drummer, that's his business. But I'm gonna work as hard as humanly possible to be worthy of what he gave me, and that's my part. And then he does his thing.
Yeah. Now, folks might be listening in right now, and I'm just trying to put myself where they're at, and no matter what they're experiencing today, they might be listening to you going, man, I wish I had his passion. I wish I had his, maybe it's ability to speak well. It might be a bunch of different things, or maybe it's something I wish I was something else, or I wish I was like my sister, or I wish mm-hmm. I was something like my boss. Talk a little bit about, you talk a lot about embracing your uniqueness.
Well, the thing is, God made each one of us with a unique fingerprint. We come from different cultures, different parents. Everything about it is the tapestry of our life. Mm-hmm. Most people try to spend their life being something other than who they are. You know, Dr. Seuss said, you know, why fit in when you can stand out? Mm-hmm. You know, and Mark Twain had a beautiful quote, and this is where a lot of people are at. It says, most of us want to be distinguished and praised for the one gift we don't possess rather than the 15 that we do.
Wow.
So we're trying to be something that we're not.
Yeah.
As long as we're trying to be something other than who we are, we'll never fully flourish. We have to embrace who we are, what we come from, and let God form all of that into the most unique version of who we are by just realizing that I cannot flourish being somebody else. I have to be me. We learn from other people. We get influenced by other people. As a drummer, I've been influenced by all the great drummers I ever listened to. But in the end, I realize I don't play like any of them. I have to play like Zorro. I have fragments of what I've studied and learned. Pastors are that way. You learn from this pastor, you study this theological seminary school. But in the end, we're all teaching the Word of God, but each one of us has a different way of conveying it. Each one, and so we just have to go, this is how I speak. This is how I walk. This is what I look like. And if you embrace that, that's where you're going to flourish.
Yeah.
And stop trying to be something that you're not. Many of us have negated the gifts that God gave us, trying to be something else. But I would say to people, if you don't know what you have, pray and say, Lord, why hast thou made me? What have you given me to work with? And really, if that's a sincere, genuine, honest prayer, God will illuminate that. But you have to be open. A lot of people pray and want God to put his signet ring on their prayer. Oh, Lord, show me the right one to marry. But you're marrying who you want without really being open for a no.
Yeah.
You know. So everything I do in my life, you know, I have what I want to do, but I say, Lord, if this is not what you have for me, this is what I want to do in the natural, in the flesh, this job, this book, this person. But if this is not what you have for me, then shut it down and redirect me. I'm giving you permission to direct me and to do what you want with me. I believe that God will never let that prayer go unanswered. If you really are saying, use me, show me what I have, show me how to use what I have right now to make the most of it, God will show you.
Yes.
But you got to be soft enough, malleable, and pliable enough to take the instruction, because many times it's against what we want. God will give you a dream and a vision for your life, but he's never going to tell you how it's going to come about. And it's always much harder than you ever think. It's never a straight line.
Yeah.
If you study the life of Joseph or anybody that did anything substantial for God, it's always a crooked line.
Yep.
And lots of disappointment. And what happens is people get disappointed and get discouraged, roadblocks, and then they quit. They get mad at God instead of going, okay, let me be like, you can be like two trees. You can be like an oak tree, and in a storm, an oak tree is a very dense kind of wood. A storm of life comes, and oak trees will crack.
Yeah.
But you got to learn to be supple like a palm tree, and a palm tree flows and moves in the hurricanes.
Yeah.
And so I've learned in my life there, everything that I'm doing now, every vision and dream that God gave me was met with extreme opposition.
Yeah.
Extreme, always a bunch of no's, always a bunch, nah, we don't need that, you're not good enough, and always discouraging.
Yeah.
I've been just as discouraged as any single person out there listening. The difference is, I said, with you, all things are possible to him who believes. And if I do my part and then be persistent and patient and persevere, then you will do your part. And he fulfilled Joseph's dream. He fulfilled everybody's dream who trusted him. But he does send you through the gauntlet, and he does send you through a wilderness season to press you like an olive, because that's where the pure gold comes out. We all want to live in prosperity, But the truth is we only grow in times of pressure.
Yeah.
We don't grow when we're just prospering, eating the fat of the lamb and just laying around. We grow when there's intense pressure.
Yeah.
It's just like muscles. You don't grow laying in the couch every day. You got to go to the gym.
That's true.
It's pressure and it hurts. But spiritual life is the same. But I promise you, we don't have to do anything to prove ourselves to him. We spend most of our lives trying to prove ourselves to others. But God's already approved you. You're a father. I'm a father. We love our kids. Why? Because they're our kids.
Yep.
We don't have to, they don't have to do anything, but we just want them to be who they're supposed to be.
That's right.
And each one of them is different, right? Each one of your kids
yes,
is different.
They are very different.
Yeah. And you're not trying to make one be the other.
That's right.
So why would God, you know, just be who you're supposed to be?
That's good. That's good. Folks, his name is Zorro, and he's been entertaining you for a very, very long time. And today he drops some crazy wisdom on us. Zorro, we really appreciate your time.
It's been awesome to be here, and I'm sorry I talked so much. I didn't let you talk as much as I should
have. When something's working, you just keep going with it. And Zorro was dropping the thunder today. Folks, he is the author of SOAR, S-O-A-R, SOAR, You Were Meant to Live for So Much More. I told you earlier that we were going to be giving you a couple copies, so engage in social media on Instagram, on Facebook, on Twitter. All you got to do is tag my name, Chris Brown, on air. And also the hashtag CBTS, CBTS for Chris Brown's True Stewardship. And let us know why. Why should you have a signed copy of this book, SOAR? Of course, we're going to have the link for how to get in touch with Zorro. All of his contact information right there at stewardship.com. Folks, we appreciate you listening in. We pray that you're inspired. And you heard it earlier that we gave you hope. Well, until next time, let's continue to manage God's blessings, God's way, for God's glory. God bless y'all.